Hello guys, welcome back to the Of Your Chest podcast. It is me, Chimnaza. Do you know that's weird? I've lived in the UK for 2 years and now I catch myself saying my name with an accent. But yeah, that's not the point of today. Today's talk, if I can call it that. Yeah, by the way, the Wi-Fi in my building is finally up, so I've been able to do stuff, which is kind of why maybe you can hear like the, you know, brightness in my voice, if that's a thing. Okay, so you know how, especially because I'm in uni now, you know how you go to places and like icebreakers, getting to know you, people, they ask like, you know, tell us your name and tell us a random fact about yourself. And, you know, it's when they ask this question that you get stuck. Because I know these things about myself, but I don't know, is it random to people? Is it weird to people? Is it fun? Is it, you know, something that someone else would regard as a fun fact? And people are saying, you know, interesting. Well, I don't even know if I regard them as interesting myself about themselves. But yeah, for this episode, I'm calling it weird things that I do or random facts about me. I don't know. But I'm just going to be saying random things. It's random things I do. Another thing that I think, I don't know if I'll say it's a fun fact about me, but it's something that, you know, you say, especially as a girl, and people are like, oh wow. Even though it's becoming more, you know, rampant or common, but yeah, I play the drums, or I used to play the drums. I'm looking to like continue, if you get what I mean. But you know, I took some lessons basically all of last year or this year. See, I can't even remember anymore. I took lessons, you know, so if there's something going on, whether in church or something, I could play around, you know, a basic beat, you know, keep the rhythm moving for a reasonable amount of minutes. I could do that. What else is interesting? I don't know if I'll say these other things are interesting. Yeah, I have heard someone say this before though. I just this random thing. I don't know if it's, especially when I was growing up and, you know, you're in the car and you're just looking around. I look at billboards and stuff. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to explain this properly, but I like, you know, if there's writings like words and something, a billboard, a poster, anything, I like go through and like if there's two of each, you know, I select out the ones that have double of the letters and try to create words with them or another sentence with them, which is very random. I feel like I still do it till this day, but not as much because I'm thinking of a whole lot of other things, I guess. It's growing up. Does that make sense? I don't know. Yeah. Also, I don't think I have any allergies, but I don't eat peanut butter. And this is a good opportunity for a nice story time. So, when my youngest brother or my youngest sibling was born, I was about 7 years old, and you know, my grandma came around. I think she used to live in the north of Nigeria at the time, so she came around and, you know, brought like granules, or we bought it from the market in Lagos. If I can't remember, she bought a lot of granules, like the fresh one that's still inside like the pods and stuff. So the different things we did, we roasted it for like the crunchy one, and then we made peanut butter. So this day we made peanut butter. I used to love peanut butter. Like I ate it until I was sick, and since that day I haven't had peanut butter. The closest I've come is probably maybe in like, you know, soups and stuff that is peanut butter, but to eat peanut butter even on bread, I cannot do it. Like I just can't do it. I might try it as one, but nah, it's just no. So yeah, that's another thing. I don't eat peanut butter for anything. It used to be the same thing with eggs. I don't even know how it happened. I'm not allergic. I think I used to, then at some point when I was much younger, around that 7, 8 as well, I think it was boiled eggs, and probably something else was wrong with me, and I threw up or I just felt sick after I ate it, and after that I just didn't eat eggs again, boiled, fried, anything. But now I do eat boiled eggs. I just, yeah, it's just if I don't have to, like if I can avoid it, I would. Yeah, let me see, let me think. Is there anything else? Is there anything else? Yeah, still on the issue of like food stuff, I cannot have any form of chocolate with nuts in it. And this is not even about being allergic, but why such an abomination? Why would you decide to put nuts in chocolate? Like, just why? Or you, I think it's Snickers lovers, Bounty as well. Oh my goodness. Oh, it's atrocious. Like, I know all of you are listening to me that love that thing, but why? Like, why would you do that? No, that's just wrong. That's sad. That's bad. That's, oof. So help us God. Yeah, that's as many as I can think of. I'm going to pause again and try to think of something else, but if I can't, yeah. So guys, I think that's it. I feel like I'm going to be directing people to this podcast episode anytime they ask, you know, for interesting facts about myself. There's probably a couple of other things, you know, I could tell random stories about, but those are the ones that came to mind. Random facts about Naza, weird things Naza does. Yeah, it's just a random episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. It's, I don't know if it's value added. It should be. I mean, you're learning about me. Yeah, anyways, thank you guys for listening. Share what you know, if you do any of the things I mentioned as well, or if there's anything similar, or you have a rebuttal, like in 5 sentences, 1 for each, give me reasons why you would eat chocolate with nuts, because I don't get it, guys, and I don't ever want to get it. So yeah, thank you for listening. I'll see you guys tomorrow whenever I record again, but you know, you're good to listen to me tomorrow. So yeah, bye.